function is specifically presented for persons who are now engaged in the Krishna consciousness movement. I'd like to offer my sincere thanks to all my friends and disciples for helping me.
That's all. So, next thing.
Auspiciousness. Lord Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the reservoir of all rasa, or relationships, which are called neutrality, or passive adoration, servitorship, friendship, parenthood, conjugal love, comedy, compassion, fear, chivalry, ghastliness, wonder, and devastation. He is the supreme attractive form, and by his universal and transcendental attractive features, he has captivated all the gopis, headed by Saraka, Arsha, Shyama, Lalita, and ultimately, Srimati Radharani. Let his lordship's grace be on us, so that there may not be any hindrance in the execution of this duty of writing the nectar of devotion, impelled by his divine grace, Sri Srimati Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada.
So, Krishna is described as Akhil Rasamrita Sindhu. So there are different rasas, five primary rasas. Rasa means the mellow or the taste which you enjoy in every activity. That is called rasa. Everything is done with some taste. Whatever you do, you must enjoy some taste out of it. So there are 12 rasas, out of which 5 rasas are primary and 7 rasas are secondary. They are described here. When Krishna was fighting with Bhishma, you know the story that Bhishma was criticized by Duryodhana, my dear grandfather, you are not fighting in full strength to your Arjuna, because on the other side, they are your grandsons, and you have got very natural affection for them. So, I think you are not fighting according to your strength. Otherwise, they would have been finished by this time. So, and Bhishma also could understand that, his criticism. So then he promised immediately that tomorrow I shall finish all these 5 verses. Will that be happy for you? So, I am keeping 5 arrows to be used tomorrow for killing these 5 brothers. So, Duryodhana became doubtful. So, he requested grandfather, my dear grandfather, may I keep these 5 arrows with me so that you can take it from me tomorrow and use it. All right, you keep it. So Krishna could understand that now Bhishma has promised to kill the Pandavas tomorrow and he has selected 5 arrows for them. So, he has to protect his devotees. Now, he asked Arjuna that Duryodhana sometimes promised to give you some benediction. Now it is the opportunity. You go there to Duryodhana and he has kept 5 arrows very carefully. You take it. So Arjuna went to Duryodhana because after fighting in the evening, they are friends. There was no enemy. One man can go to the other camp as friend, brother. So Arjuna arrived to Duryodhana. Duryodhana received him, that is Vedic etiquette. Arjuna, why you have come? You ask something from me, I am ready to give you. If you want the kingdom without fighting, if you have come for this purpose, I will give you. So Arjuna said, no, my dear brother, I have not come for that purpose. But you remember that you wanted to give me some benediction. So I have come for that. Yes, I am prepared. So give me those 5 arrows. Immediately they give. So next morning when Bhishmadeva asked that, where are those 5 arrows? Give me. So Duryodhana said, sir, this is the story. It has been taken away by Arjuna. So he could understand it is the trick of Krishna. So immediately he, out of devotion, became angry. Yes. So devotional service can be executed in anger also. Not by simply flowers. If there is a devotee, he can serve Krishna by becoming angry. So he promised immediately that today Krishna has to break his promise, because Krishna promised that although I shall be in the battlefield, I shall simply drive your chariot, but I shall not fight. That was his promise. Now Bhishma said that Krishna has broken my promise, so I shall fight in this way today, that either Krishna has to break his own promise or his friend Arjuna will be killed. To alternate. So when Bhishma was fighting very fiercely, severely, Arjuna's chariot became broken and he fell down. At that time, Krishna took one of the wheels of the chariot and immediately approached Bhishma. And when he was approaching to Bhishma, Bhishma was also piercing his body with arrows. And Krishna was accepting the arrows more lovable than the flowers. This is the dealing. That is a rasa, ghastly rasa. Apparently, it appears to be very severe that Krishna is being pierced by the arrows. But Krishna was feeling pleasure. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained this portion very nicely. That he has given the example of kissing. Sometimes there is hard pressure of the teeth, but still it is pleasant. He has given this example that although Krishna was being pierced by the arrows of Bhishmadeva, still Krishna felt very pleasing. And Bhishmadeva also, when he was on his deathbed, he wanted to see that form of Krishna when he was very angry and approaching before him to kill him in the battlefield. He explained that feature. So, we can enjoy Krishna's loving service in so many ways, not only by the embrace of the gopis, but in the fight of Bhishma with Krishna and piercing his body with arrows. Therefore, Krishna is Okila Rasamrita. Any one rasa, there are 12 rasas, either primary rasa or secondary rasa. Any rasa, Krishna is ready to respond to any rasa you want to be with Krishna. That is Krishna's position. Kamat, krodhat, bhayat, deshat. So, what to speak of those who are loving? Just like Putana. Putana wanted to kill Krishna. That was her purpose. But when Putana was killed by cutting the breast and leg both, then Putana was given the position of Krishna's mother. Because Krishna took it the bright side. Krishna thought that whatever her intention may be, she came to me just like a mother, and I sucked her breast, therefore she is my mother. She came as enemy, but Krishna did not take the enemical side, the motherly side. Tejiyasam nadosa. Similarly, the gopis, they came to Krishna out of lust, but out of lust they become purified. Just like the sun soaks the water from urinal, but sun is not polluted, but the urinal becomes sterilized. This is the process. So you try to approach Krishna somewhere or other, then your life is successful. It doesn't matter. Kama, krodha, bhayat, desha. And what you speak of, those who are constantly engaged in love with Krishna. Everything is love. As soon as you divert your attention to Krishna, that is love. It may be perverted. That's why Kamsa. Kamsa was always thinking of Krishna. Krishna, he was also Krishna conscious. But he was thinking in terms of killing Krishna. As any. So this is not bhakti, this is not anukul, pratikul. But still, Krishna is so kind, the Kamsa was also given liberation. This is the special kindness of Krishna. So any rasa, there are 12 rasas, jena tena prakarena mana krishne nibesa. That is the direction given by Srila Rupa Goswami. Somewhere or other, fix up your mind in Krishna. Then your life is successful. Somewhere or other. So, if your mind is fixed up always in Krishna, then your senses will be also engaged in Krishna's service. Because mind is the center of all activities of the senses. So as Amrish Maharaj, he first of all engaged his mind in Krishna. Sabai manap Krishna padaravinda. By fixing his mind in Krishna, then he could use all other senses, namely the tongue. Actually, bhakti begins with the tongue. Sevan mukhehi jivhagau. Beginning from tongue, Krishna bhakti begins. It may be very awkward to hear that by tongue how bhakti begins. But that is the statement in the shastra. Atha Sri Krishna namadi namhave graiham indriyam. Our pleasant senses, blunt, materially covered, it cannot test what is Krishna's name, what is Krishna's form, what is Krishna's quality, what is Krishna's pastime, what is Krishna's paraphernalia. The senses, they test. When one is suffering from liver disease or jaundice, he cannot test the sugar candy. The sugar candy is sweet. But a jaundiced patient, if he is given sugar candy, he will taste it is bitter. Similarly, our senses being covered with material consciousness, we cannot at the present moment taste what is Krishna's form, what is Krishna's name, what is Krishna's quality, what is Krishna's pastime, what is Krishna's paraphernalia, so many things. It is not possible. Atah Sri Krishna Namadi na bhave graiham indriye. Our senses are materially contaminated. Therefore, we cannot directly perceive by using our present senses what is Krishna. So it has to be purified, just like eyes, when it is suffering from the disease cataract. You cannot see properly. But if the by surgical operation the cataract is removed, the eyes become purified, you can see. That is also stated in Brahma Samhita. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochane santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilopaya jam shama sundaram achinta gunasvarupam govindam adipurusam tamaham bhajan. Premanjana churita. You have to collect the ointment of love for Krishna. And if you apply that ointment on your eyes, then just like we use surma for clear vision, similarly, when the love of Krishna surma is applied on the eyes, this eyes, you will see Krishna. This is the process. Sarvopadhi vinirmuktam. You have to get yourself free from the upadhis, designation. The designation, the common substance of designation, this material body. I am this body. I am Hindu. I am Muslim. I am American. And Indian, all designation of this body. So one has to become free from the contamination of this bodily concept of life. That is called sarvopadhi vinirmukta. Tatparatena nirmalam. When our spiritual body becomes revealed, the material body contamination is washed off, nirmala. At that time the senses remain. Senses are there. It is simply covered by the material energies. The senses are there. The living entity is not nirata. Living entity has got hands, legs, everything. Spiritual. Just like I have got my body, and this body is covered by this heart. And because I have got this head, this heart has got hand. Otherwise, what from this hand comes? Unless the spirit soul has got hands and legs, how we have got this material hands and legs? Therefore, the conclusion is the spirit soul has all. As Krishna has got form, Satchidananda Vigraha. Similarly, spirit soul, Jivatma, being part and parcel of Krishna, it has got form. That form is also described in the Shastra. Kesadra Satavagasya Satadhakul Pitasacha. Jiva bhava savignyo. A rough idea of the form of the living entity has been given in the Padma Purana. that is 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair. Now, perhaps we have no instrument how to measure 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair, but this is given there. Anyway, because we get information from the Bhagavad Gita that this body, material body, is like a dress. Vāśānsi jīrnāni jathār vihār. As we give up old dress, garment, similarly, when this body becomes useless, we give up this body and accept another newborn. Namāni gṛṇāt. This is the transmigration of the soul. The soul is transmigrating from one body to another. That is a fact. But the gross materialists, they cannot see the subtle body. They simply see the gross body. Therefore they say, when this body is finished, this gross body is finished, everything is finished. No. That is not. Within the gross body, there is subtle body, made of mind, intelligence and ego. So that is just like in every day we have got experience. The gross body is lying on the bed, but the subtle body goes out of the bed, out of the room, goes on the top of a hill or somewhere it was. That is our practical experience. Similarly, when this gross body is finished, no more usable, the subtle body carries the soul to another womb of the mother. Tanmana daiva netrena jantar deho upapatte. Through the semina of the father, the living entity is injected within the womb of the mother, and the two secretions becomes emulsified, and it becomes just like a small pea, and within that pea the soul is there and it develops. This is the process of transmigration of the soul from one body to another. So soul has got form. It is not formless. Similarly, Krishna has got also form. But that form is different from this form. When in the Shastra it is said, Nirakar. Nirakar means Nirakrita Akar. This Akar, this form is being nullified. Nirakar does not mean there is no Akar. This body, when it is said Nirakar, that means the soul, the super soul or the soul has no this Akar as we see. It's like we are seeing some dog or some cat or some hawk, some tree, some plants, so many, 8,400,000 of forms. And this is not the form. Niyakarat. Not this form. The soul has got a different form. That is discussed. We cannot see at the present moment. So as we cannot see you, I am not seeing you, you are not seeing me. Just like a man, son dies, a father dies. He cries, oh, my father is gone, my father is gone. Where is your father gone? Your father is lying on the floor. Why do you say the father is gone? No, he's gone. He's no more. That means this thing which has gone, he has never seen. He has seen simply this outward body dress. This is called ignorance. I'm not seeing you. Still, I'm speaking that I see you. See, if I cannot see you, the part and parcel of God, how can I see God with these eyes? That was Shastra said, Atas Sri Krishna Namadi Navhave Jayam Indriyam. Sevan Mukhihi Jivhado Samaiva Svratam. You cannot see God, you cannot see Krishna by your these blunt senses. But if you purify your senses, Sevan Mukhihi Jivhado, that purification begins from tongue. The purification, seven mukhi you have. So, by the tongue we can do two things. We can test food stuff and we can vibrate sound. So if you engage your tongue for vibrating this transcendental sound, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and do not take anything except prasadam of Krishna, then your spiritual life immediately begins. Sevan mukhihi jivhado saramayva. Then gradually, as you advance in spiritual life, Krishna reveals himself to you. Here I am. You cannot see Krishna, but by being satisfied your service, Krishna sees you. Just like you cannot see sun at night, but when the sun sees you, you can see the sun and yourself both. Similarly, when Krishna sees you, being satisfied with your service, then you can see Krishna, you can see yourself, and you can see the whole world. Now, whatever you are seeing, this is all illusion. You are not saying, or we are not saying, because our senses are blunt to see things as they are. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said that Vidyavinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavi Hastini Sunicheta Sapatit Pandita Samadarshina. One who has got the eyes to see, he does not see that here is a learned Brahmin and here is a dog. He sees both the learned Brahmin and the dog in equal vision because he does not see the dress. He sees the spirit soul within the Brahmin and within the dog. That is called Brahma Dasa. Sa sarvesu bhutesu madhavati lavate param. When one has got that vision, transcendental vision, samasarvesu bhuteshu madhubhakti, then the devotional service begins. Not that with blunt eyes and senses one can serve God, devotional service. Atas Sri Krishna namadi namhave jayam indriyai sivan mukhi hi jivhado Samayuva Surattva. This is the process. So, when our senses are engaged in the service of the law, sarvapadhi-vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam, when our senses become purified, rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhaktirucha, at that time, the rishik, the senses, are engaged in the service of the law. Because Krishna is the spirit, the super soul. He cannot be served by matter. He has to be served with spirit. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Patram Puspam Phalam Tuyam Jumi Bhakta Prajati. This bhakti is spiritual activity. Because Krishna says, bhaktya prajacchu. If you offer something, Krishna has brought a very palatable dish, you take it. Krishna will not take it. Nahang prakasa sarva sajugu maya samarpita. He is not exposed to everyone. It is not possible. You cannot serve Krishna if you are not a devotee. Therefore, Krishna said, Jome bhakta prajacchati. That is the real thing, bhakta. Not that I have brought a nice plate and Krishna will accept. Not like that. Krishna can accept. When you offer something, it doesn't matter what it is. It may be a simple flower, a fruit, a small piece of leaf or little water. It is universal. For worshipping Krishna, there is no impediment. If you want to worship other demigod, there are so many things required. But for worshipping Krishna, the poorest man in the world, any part of the world, he can offer his love, his offering to Krishna. Patram pushpam phalam tuyam jumi bhaktya prajacchati. Real purpose of this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Rupa Goswami, which I have translated by the name Nectar of the Bhosa, the complete science of Bhakti Yoga. This is very important book of understanding how to become purified in devotional service, how to approach Krishna, how to satisfy Krishna. These things are described very nice. And Krishna being supreme, the super soul, we cannot approach with our material consciousness. Therefore, the consciousness has to be changed. Then we can approach. That is Krishna consciousness. Unless we change our consciousness, just like without being fire, you cannot enter into fire. And the Shastra says, without being Brahma, you cannot approach Brahma. Similarly, without being purified of all material contamination, you cannot approach Krishna. Rishikena Rishikesa, what kind of rishi, senses? Sarvapadhi vininmuttam tatparatena nirmalam. The senses have to be purified. Tatparatena. Tatparatena means being always attached with Krishna. If you simply see Krishna with your eyes, then your eyes will be purified and spiritualized. Because you are touching, just like if you keep yourself always in touch with fire, you become warm. Warm, warmer, warmer. If you put one iron rod in the fire, it becomes warm, warmer, warmer, and at last it becomes red hot. When it is red hot, it is fire. It is no more iron rod. To touch that red hot iron anywhere, it will burn. Similarly, if you keep always in touch with Krishna, you become Krishnaized. And you can appreciate what is Krishna. Thank you very much.